This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kanye West feels like his kids are borrowed when he picks them up amid his ongoing custody battle with ex-wife Kim Kardashian. In his new song titled True Love, the self-proclaimed genius rapped, "I only see three kids. Who watch in Chicago? And you know all the nannies said, Daddy in Nebraska. Let the kids dig a tunnel to my house like Chapo." Yeah. Please take your meds. Cardi B was hanging on the beach with hubby Offset near their home in Long Island when a nearby yacht sunk before their eyes. She chronicled everything on video and posted it, saying, quote, "What the f***? It's sinking. Y'all see this? There ain't no big boat that could save it. Bye-bye," unquote. Ah, Cardi B and her nautical adventures. Brrr. Better Call Saul concluded the first half of its sixth and final season in explosive fashion, with the critically praised drama scoring big numbers across linear, streaming, and social media. The shocking tragedy that resulted has set up the final leg of the beloved prequel in thrilling fashion. The final episodes begin airing on July 1st on AMC. Start biting those nails. Camila Cabello put on a great performance before the UEFA Champions League final. Unfortunately, outside it was pure chaos as some fans arrived late to the stadium and they tried to get in using any means necessary. Some climbed fences while fights broke out, and there were also altercations between fans and security. Real Madrid won, Cabello lost. It was way back in 1983 when movie audiences first saw Tom Cruise in Risky Business sliding across the floor in his socks. And now, the 59-year-old superstar just got his first $100 million opening weekend with Top Gun Maverick. In its first 3 days in North American theaters, the sequel earned an estimated $124 million. Go see it. Hollywood was buzzing after a self-published autobiography by jailed ex-movie mogul Harvey Weinstein popped up for sale on Amazon. The memoir, Harvey Weinstein, My Story, was actually penned by two other inmates serving time in the same LA facility as Weinstein. The book has since been removed off Amazon. Good. Nobody wants that anyway. Matthew Morrison has been kicked off the judges panel on So You Think You Can Dance after less than a season on the show. Morrison said he was given the boot because he failed to follow competition protocols, which prevented him from being able to judge the competition fairly. But he was supposedly caught flirting via text with a female contestant. Matthew Morrison, canceled. 37 years after its release, Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush has hit number one. Yep, and that's thanks to the television series Stranger Things using the song in a new episode that dropped last week. It's now the most streamed song on iTunes thanks to its being prominently featured in Stranger Things' fourth season. Now that's strange. Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey is facing new sexual assault charges. Spacey faces four charges brought on by three different men in the UK. Two of the alleged incidents occurred in London in 2005, and another two took place in 2008. Another was alleged to happen in Gloucestershire in 2013. Who knew Spacey was such a perv?
Idiot of the Week!
Farrah Abraham filmed herself harassing the waitstaff at a British restaurant. That tantrum was about not getting a candle in her birthday cake or being serenaded by the waiters. The next day, at another restaurant, she was asked politely to wear a shirt to lunch in order to keep her nipples concealed. Her 13-year-old daughter was with her. Idiot! Dave Chappelle and others like Ricky Gervais are free to make all the jokes they want on Netflix, including ones about transgender people. CEO Ted Sarandos views the airing of Chappelle's The Closer or Gervais' new Supernature as freedom of expression, a value he thinks is lost in American society. Exactly. You can't cancel everything, people. Chrisley Knows Best star Todd Chrisley's former business partner said the reality star cheated on his wife with him and they paid off a blackmailer to keep the affair a secret. That bombshell was dropped during the Chrisley's federal fraud trial. They've been indicted on 12 counts of bank and wire fraud, tax evasion, and conspiracy. Clearly, Chrisley didn't know best. Oscar-winning actor Jamie Foxx was enjoying more than just films in Cannes. The actor, 54, was spotted making out with a mystery blonde aboard a luxury yacht on the French Riviera. Foxx was seen laying on top of the bikini-clad woman while planting a kiss on her lips. They then jumped onto a jet ski with Foxx driving them around. Ah, those crazy kids. Ray Liotta and his fiancé enjoyed a meal at a luxury steakhouse in the Dominican Republic just 2 days before his sudden death. The Goodfellas star, who died in the Caribbean country at the age of 67, had dinner with JC Nottolo at Nakan restaurant, which shared a photo of the couple at the establishment after they ate. Yeah, that red meat'll kill ya!
The Trash Bin.
Andy Dick won't be heading to court following his arrest for felony sexual assault as the alleged victim has stopped cooperating with police. The case was sent to prosecutors, who then kicked it back to the sheriff's office after declining to press charges due to a lack of evidence. Without the victim's cooperation, Dick is free to be a, well, dick.
The news wrap-up.
Apple's new iPhone and iPad software will reportedly add lots of big changes. Twitter shareholders have sued Elon Musk and Twitter over their chaotic deal. Gas prices and inflation are the top summer travel concerns, overtaking COVID. Taco Bell locations are running out of Mexican pizza less than 2 weeks after its return. Well, A, that's not Mexican, and B, that's definitely not pizza.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Top Gun Maverick stays on top for the second week.
The number one album.
It's Harry Styles again with Harry's House.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds again.
The number one book.
Night Work by Nora Roberts is the best-selling fiction book.
Harry Styles and Live Nation have announced that all 42 dates of his Love On Tour 2022 have sold out. They pledged to donate over $1 million to Everytown for Gun Safety Support Fund, the largest gun violence prevention organization in the country. Styles said, quote, "Along with all of you, I have been absolutely devastated by the recent string of mass shootings in America. On our North America tour, we will be partnering with Everytown, who work to end gun violence, donating to support their efforts, and sharing their suggested action items," unquote. Harry's new album, Harry's House, sold over 500,000 units its first week, making it the largest debut of 2022. Here's Harry Styles with the song of the week, Late Night Talking.
I've never been a fan of change, but I'd follow you to any place. If it's Hollywood or Bishop's Gate, I'm coming too.
That was Harry Styles with the song of the week, Late Night Talking. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.